From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron ended a three-day U.S. state visit, saying he expects President Donald Trump to reimpose sanctions on Iran, threatening to undermine the 2015 nuclear agreement.
Mais c'est en même temps de construire un cadre.
Speaking to reporters, he said he held out hope Mr. Trump would back his plan for a new deal that addresses some of his concerns. In remarks earlier Wednesday to a joint meeting of the Congress, Mr. Macron urged the U.S. not to abandon the deal under a new one now expected to be in place.
It is true to say that this agreement may not address all concerns, and very important concerns. This is true. But we should not abandon it without having something substantial and more substantial instead. That's my position.
Mr. Trump expected to decide whether sanctions against Iran should be reintroduced, in a decision likely next month. In Geneva, the U.S. non-proliferation envoy, Christopher Ford, said he expects the U.S. will seek to strengthen and expand the existing agreement.
We're not aiming to renegotiate the JCPOA or reopen it or change its terms. We're seeking a supplemental agreement that would, in some fashion, layer upon it a series of additional rules that help answer restrictions or terms or whatever you might want to call it, parameters that will help answer these challenges more effectively.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel expected to urge Mr. Trump to remain in the Iranian pact when she visits the White House on Friday. In Nigeria's central Benue state, another 11 people reportedly killed a day after 18 churchgoers, including two priests, were shot dead by suspected cattle herders. Wednesday's attack left 11 Hausa traders dead in Makurdi and two mosques reportedly razed to the ground. President Muhammadu Buhari has condemned Tuesday's attack on the church, calling it evil and satanic. This is VOA News. The two Korean leaders are preparing for a historic summit Friday at the Truce Village, Panmunjom, with the North pledges to denuclearize expected atop the agenda. John Delury, associate professor at South Korea's Yonsei University, said Kim Jong-un is a different kind of North Korean leader.
Kim Jong-un is quite different from his father. For example, on economic issues, he didn't grow up in the good old days when the socialist economy really worked for North Korea. So he has a fundamentally different orientation. He's letting a lot of the market capitalist tendencies go. He's more similar to the kinds of leaders that we see in China and Vietnam when it comes to economic growth.
Delury said Mr. Kim's intentions on the future of his country's nuclear program won't likely be clear until he meets with President Donald Trump, a meeting that could take place in late May or early June. International donors meeting in Brussels have pledged more than $4 billion in aid for Syria and neighboring countries sheltering refugees. The pledges are significantly less than the more than $7 billion the UN sought. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Mark Lowcock held out hope for further aid.
A number of important donors have not yet been in a position to confirm their financing for 2018. Because of the status of their internal budgetary discussions. And that includes the United States, which has been providing something more than $1 billion a year in humanitarian assistance to Syria and the region over recent years.
On the ground in Syria, experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Wednesday visited a second site in the town Douma and took samples following a suspected toxic munitions attack. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the legality of President Donald Trump's travel ban, limiting people from mostly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. over security concerns. Lawyer Neil Katyal argued on behalf of the state of Hawaii, which opposes the ban.
Can we have a president that says, in the terms he has, things like a complete and total shutdown of Muslim immigration should happen in our United States?
The travel ban has been challenged repeatedly in lower courts, a ruling by the High Court expected by the end of June. Chinese warplanes conducted training flights Thursday around Taiwan. China said multiple missions carried out from different bases featuring fighters, early warning planes, and long-range bombers. The British parents of terminally ill toddler Alfie Evans lost a court appeal Wednesday, preventing him from traveling to Rome for treatment, despite pleas from Pope Francis and the Italian government. A jury in suburban Philadelphia will deliberate Thursday for a second day in the trial of comedian Bill Cosby, accused of sexual assault after drugging and molesting a woman 14 years ago. If convicted, the 80-year-old Cosby could spend the rest of his life in jail. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.